call tonight's meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk Fabella, can you please read the announcements?
Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearings. Roll call. Archer.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Collins. DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert. Fabiano. Gerentine. Green. Haynes.
Here.
Heppner.
Here.
Litz. Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney Brenda.
Here.
Maloney Joseph. Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts. Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
And Waltman.
Here.
There are 15 present and 8 absent.
Thank you. I now call the first public hearing to order. Clerk Fabella, would you please announce the title?
Tonight's first public hearing is on proposed local law number 11 of 2019, a local law amending various sections of the Ulster County Charter and Ulster County Administrative Code to reduce the Ulster County Legislature to 21 members.
Okay, speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Please be mindful of the timekeeper at the back of the room. If you have written comments, you can also provide them to the clerk. They will be included in the record. How many speakers do we have signed up?
There are 2 speakers signed up.
Okay.
The first speaker is Cynthia Bell.
My name is Cynthia Bell, and I speak both as a citizen of Ulster County and as the president of the League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson Region. While reducing the size of the legislature may or may not be beneficial, the only explanation I've heard is that it will make it easier for this body to override an executive veto. I certainly hope that isn't the only reason to move the balance of power in Ulster County government. If there are other reasons, we'd like to know what they might be. There will be a time to revise the charter when these things can be fully debated by a commission, and that might be a better opportunity to make these changes. That said, our local league has formed a committee to study other county legislatures so that we may better understand how these and other changes work to benefit the citizens of the county. Thank you.
The second and last speaker signed up is Dare Thompson.
Hi, I'm Dare Thompson. I'm on the board of the local League of Women Voters as well as the state league. And we discussed this at our last local meeting, and I remember the first county meeting I ever went to in Pennsylvania had 5 members on their legislature, and it makes you aware there's many options. So we would like to study it and give you our wisdom and really have a conversation about this. The charter shouldn't be changed lightly, and I think this sounds a little premature. So I hope we wait and give this more thought. Thank you.
Is there anyone else present that would like to speak on public hearing number 1? Okay. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing and move to public hearing number 2. Clerk Fabella, can you please announce the title of public hearing number 2?
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Oh, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks. And public hearing number 2.
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 12 of 2019, a local law amending local law number 2 of 2006, a local law adopting a county charter form of government for the County of Ulster, State of New York, and amending local law number 10 of 2008, a local law adopting an administrative code for the County of Ulster, State of New York, to require submission of departmental budget estimates from elected officials to the legislature.
How many speakers do we have signed up to speak?
There are no speakers signed up.
Okay. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on public hearing number two? Okay.
You.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Okay, all in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Okay, the second public hearing is closed. We'll now open the third public hearing. Clerk Fabella, can you please announce the title of the public hearing? We have 1 moment.
And there we go. Tonight's third and final public hearing is on proposed local law number 13 of 2019, a local law requiring that property owners of multifamily dwellings located in Ulster County with more than 20 units have an office in Ulster County.
How many speakers do we have signed up?
There are no speakers signed up.
Okay, is there anyone present who would like to speak at the third public hearing? Okay, Ms. Bell. Again, you'll have 3 minutes and just keep your eye on.
I'll only need 2 seconds. I just wanted to thank you all for this piece of work. It is amazing that we are addressing the needs of the people of Ulster County, and I will encourage anyone who didn't come to send in some written comments. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at public hearing number three? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close public hearing number three.
Second.
Do we have a second? Okay, all in favor of closing public hearing number three?
Aye.
Okay, the next regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held on Wednesday, December 18th at 6:30 p.m. here in Legislative Chambers, 244 Fair Street, 6th floor, Ulster County. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
Okay, all in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. You're missing us already.